It's time for another edition of What's On Your Mind. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. It's where we go around the room and just find out what everybody's been thinking about this week. And I never really talk about how I prepare for this segment. We do it every single week. And you guys have probably seen that famous sculpture of the thinker.
Yeah.
The guy that's sitting naked, resting his chin on his fist.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what I do every morning before the show in the break room. I sit there naked.
Break room.
Oh, no.
I have our intern Noah sculpt me.
So there's multiple sculptures of you naked sitting in the break room?
Yeah, he's got them all at his house. I don't know what he's doing with them. But I'll just tell you that. So as we go through and go around the room and find out what everybody's thinking about today, I just want everybody to have the visual of me sitting on a break room table naked.
Oh, God.
While Noah finesses that clay with those big hands of his.
Poor Noah. He is a very big guy, though.
He is. All right, let's get into it. Brooke, what's on your mind this week?
Jose is stressing me out.
What?
Oh my God.
Oh, here's a teaser. You're stressing me out.
No, listen. I have been thinking about this for weeks and I haven't known how to tell you.
Okay.
I'm not doing Christmas presents this year. Okay? I don't want one. I don't want to exchange them. I want to skip the whole thing.
Like, why, Scrooge?
Because this year sucked and the holidays are stressful and I don't want to have to put on okay, I'm buying presents for my family. Now there's like eight
more
of you I need to buy presents for.
I'm sorry.
I'm on board with you, by the way.
I'm just over it. Like, I'm over it.
Can I remind you that we are family? That we've
worked together?
We see each other just as much as our own family? I see you more than my own mother.
Sweet Jose is so excited.
And
he comes in
every
morning and he talks about like what he's going to buy each of us.
I know.
What he's going to buy our children.
I feel like it's been stressing me out, too.
Stop.
He's like, I keep thinking about what to get you for Christmas. And I'm like, dude.
Nothing.
Don't, because I'm not going to return the favor.
You guys are hard to shop for. I love Christmas. I don't want anything.
I want a hug. That's all I want.
Well, I don't want to hug you now. I want to give you a gift, and I want you to enjoy it. So take that.
It's not. I don't like it.
You better get into the Christmas spirit.
Just be prepared not to get any gifts in return, Jose. I think that's what you're saying now.
I'm glad there's other people in the room who are with me on this one.
Yeah. I already got you a gift, by the way.
All right, Jose, what's on your mind?
What's on my mind is about you, Brooke. So lately, you have been coming into work, and you've been asking everyone the same question except for me.
How are you?
No. Hey, Jake, digital producer, have you read this book lately? Hey, Jubal, have you read this one book lately? Hey, Jeff, have you read Trevor Noah's new book? Guess who she doesn't ask is reading any books?
I didn't know you could read.
Me! Okay, listen, you know I don't read. You know I don't like books, but just I care. Obviously, I haven't read any books since I was in like middle school. But still, it's the fact I hear her ask every single person in the room, hey, you're reading this book right now?
So
I'm right here.
I'm right that you wouldn't have read any of these books.
No, of course the answer is no. I just want to be asked, okay?
It's just a common courtesy that you would like. You.
So that is what's on my mind. I'm glad I got it off my head.
But you haven't read any books, just to be clear.
No, not at all. And I won't be.
Okay.
So I would really recommend Trevor Noah's Born a Crime. It's a great book.
Well,
fantastic
thank you very
book.
Much.
Yeah.
Jeff, what's on your mind?
Well, at the risk of sounding old, someone needs to explain this joke to me because I'm seeing it everywhere and I don't get it. It's where they write, no one, colon, literally no one, colon, me, something.
Yeah,
right.
What is that? What does that mean?
That means no one asked you for your opinion on whatever it is and you're giving it anyway.
Yeah, and you're randomly...
Like, but the things that people write as, me are never opinions. It's just like, me, like, Jamba Juice is great.
That's an opinion, Jeffrey. That's exactly what an opinion is.
But why?
Why do you have to do a whole thing? That's not funny, and it's not an interesting thought.
And if that's
what you think and it's unsolicited, that's what a tweet is. It's an unsolicited thought. Now you're just being redundant.
I think it's just supposed to be funny.
It's not. I'm telling you now, it's really not funny.
Yeah, most of them are not funny at all. I agree with you on that, too.
Yeah, and so I always spend like 5 minutes staring at it afterwards. It wastes all my time because I'm trying to figure out where they thought the humor was in it. Yeah,
what's the joke?
See,
what is the joke?
What's
the
joke now?
Well, I just don't get it. I legitimately don't get it. Let me try this, okay?
Okay.
Okay, no one.
Uh-huh.
Literally no one.
Uh-huh.
Not a single soul.
Me. Jubal, what's on your mind?
That was a good one.
Real quick, before what's on my mind, most of the time those opinions are opinions that other people also have, so it doesn't make sense to me.
Like,
literally probably a few people also have this opinion.
It's no good. But what's on your mind?
What's on my mind is, a lot of people complain about the internet now because it's so toxic and everything else. But I found a really good thing about the internet. Mm. There's so much cute stuff.
What, you're into
on
cute
the internet?
Stuff now?
Oh. Yeah, I'm not typically a
neck tattoos is into cute stuff.
I'm not typically a feel good person, but somebody gifted my wife and I this game called Game of Phones. I don't even know who sent it to us, but we got it and then we played it yesterday. And of course, I filmed it because I film everything I do now. You can get the video. Go to my Instagram at Jewel Fresh. Yeah, whatever. But one of the questions was to Google disgustingly cute, and then you face off with someone else and you try to compete to see who can find the cutest thing on the internet. Oh. It's so hard and it's there's so much cute stuff.
What'd you come to? What was your pick?
I found like this little monkey being tickled with his arms in the air. Oh. Super cute.
That's amazing.
But I lost out because she got she found a picture of a puppy that was just adorable and I lost. Try that game today with your friend.
Yes.
Google disgustingly cute with someone else and see if you can out-cute them on the internet. It actually will take you hours to find because there's so much cute stuff
just
on the internet.
Make sure you put cute after disgusting because
that's important.
There's also a lot of disgusting stuff. On the internet. Text in 78592. Tell us what's on your mind, positive or negative. Just get it off your chest. We'll take your texts right after this. It's Brick and Jewel in the morning.